You're listening to the Message Podcast of High Ridge Church Longview, where our vision is to help you know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and ultimately make a difference. We are so glad that you're here, and we pray that this message impacts your life as you apply the spiritual truths from God's Word in practical ways. Let's listen in.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to church. I am so glad that you have made it. If nobody else has told you, I'm glad you woke up today. Come on, somebody. I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas. It is the season of miracles. God's doing some great things, and it is Legacy Sunday. I am so anxious and excited to be able to show you some of the things that the Lord is doing. This is a service that's unlike any other that we do for the rest of the year. So if this is your first time here, let me just say you are in for a treat. It is Legacy Sunday. Let me just say a special welcome to all of you who are watching online. High Ridge family, would you give them a big round of applause as they're tuning in from all around the world? I'm so glad you could be part of us here today. Grab your Bibles, if you would. Genesis chapter 1, the very, very beginning of the book. I'm going to preach about the fastest message you have ever heard anybody preach. And then we're going to get into some cool stuff as we continue on. But I want to make sure that if you're here for the first time, that you get something that you can take home with you. And so we always want to make sure that we honor God's word and give you some scripture and some ways that you can apply that to your very own life and apply it to tomorrow. And then we're going to get into some ways that you're leaving behind an amazing legacy. So you're about to hear a Mexican talk about as fast as you ever heard a Mexican talk. I'm just telling you, we've got a lot of ground to cover, so don't have time for any fluff today. We're going to get straight into the word of God. So Genesis chapter 1, I want to pick it up, if you would, in verse 27. And it says this: So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then notice this: God blessed them. Somebody say, God blessed them. And then said to them, God blessed them and gave them a commandment. He said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Now, some of y'all took that be fruitful and multiply thing and just took it to the next level. Let me just say, we've got several families here with 10 plus kids. And let me just say, calm down. But that's how we grow a church around here. We wanted a time in it. No. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Look at verse 29. And then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. And every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. Notice the generosity of God on the front end. God says, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to give you. God says, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to give you. And then he gives them a command: be fruitful and multiply with what I've given you, with what I've blessed you with. I want to give you three quick things that you can write down. Then we're going to get into some cool stories and all the different ways that your finances and generosity have been a blessing, not just to Longview, Texas, not to just those that are in the room today, but for those that are meeting with us around the world, some that are watching online. I want to be able to show you that. And so here's the first of three quick things. If you're a note taker, write this down. God created mankind with a hunger and a command. All of mankind has imprinted on their DNA a hunger, a void that only God can fill. God has given every single person a hunger. He said, be fruitful and multiply, and I'm going to give you seed for food. God would not have given us seed and food if he didn't create us with a hunger. There's a hunger inside of each of us to do what? To honor and to do and to fulfill the command that God has given us to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase in number, to eat. God has given us a command for more and to increase in number. And our church carries that hunger today and takes that command very seriously. Every single person and every church was born with a hunger and a command to be fruitful, to increase, to grow, to multiply, and to reach. Here's the second thing I want to see. I'll make sure that you see. Number two, God designed our consumption to create production. So we're not just consuming for consumer's sake, but the hunger that God has given us, the consumption that we have because of it, also creates production. So God blesses them and then gives them every seed-bearing plant. God gives them the answer to their hunger with food, and the food has seed in it. So God blesses them with an apple. An apple is beautiful. An apple is great. It looks good. It tastes good. It feels good. Makes you feel good. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but apples have seeds. And the seeds inside of an apple don't make more apples. They make more trees. So inside of the hunger and the command that God has given us is the ability for us to produce exponential growth. Not just one for one return, but exponential growth with what God has blessed us with and also what God has commanded each of us to do, to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase, to grow, to become. God himself designed our consumption to create production. As we consume, we have the potential to reproduce exponentially over what God has given us. Here's the third and final thing. Let me make sure I say this before we get to number three. What God blesses and provides for, he expects to multiply. And that's important because have you been provided for? Has God provided for your needs? Yes. Have you been blessed? Don't we have some things to be thankful for? What God blesses and provides for, he expects to multiply. God expects a return on his investment. Here's the third and final thing. God holds me accountable to increase. And I want to make sure that you see that, because at the end of your life, when you stand before the Lord, you're going to be held accountable for some things. You're going to be held accountable for what you did with the generosity of our God. So in Genesis, God is generous. And then when we hit the Old Testament, we recognize that the generosity of God takes on a brand new level when God so loved the world that he gave. He gave that which was most dear to him, his one and only son, so that you and I could have everlasting life. God's generosity has produced exponentially more than just the giving of his one and only son. It's produced life for me and for you and for countless others that have lived throughout the history of time. And God is going to hold us accountable for what we did with his generosity. The things that God has blessed you with and provided you for, the things that God has given on the front end to your life, you're going to be held accountable for that. And you need to know that. So in Genesis, God blesses them, God multiplies them, and God gives them a command to be fruitful and increase in number. God gives them seed-bearing plants to solve their hunger and create the opportunity for exponential growth. And then in the New Testament, Jesus makes this statement echoing this. He says, I am the vine, you're the branches. He says, if you remain in me and I in you, if you have a relationship with me, if you stay close to me, if you're listening to me, if you're being led by my spirit, if you have a daily walk with me, if you're remaining in me and I'm remaining in you, what is going to happen? You're going to bear much fruit. It didn't say you might. There's a possibility. You will bear much fruit. And then he goes on to clarify it. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. There is nothing outside of your relationship with Jesus that will ever produce anything that actually matters. Everything outside of your relationship with God will ultimately either bring glory to you or create problems for you, but that's on you. But what you do in your relationship with Jesus has the potential to bear much fruit. And in our personal life, what does that fruit look like? It looks like the decrease of ourself and the increase of the Spirit of God inside of us. I start looking less and less like me and more like Jesus. I start saying goodbye to things like unforgiveness and bitterness and greed and selfishness. I start saying goodbye to the old me with my addictions and my faults and my failures and mistakes. I start walking towards Christ. And as he leads me, he begins to change me. So I start looking and acting and thinking a lot more like him and a lot less like myself. Jesus says, you abide in me, you're gonna bear much fruit. Your life begins to have fruit. You're gonna start talking to people about Jesus. You're gonna start serving. You're gonna start giving. You're gonna start making a difference with the rest of your life. It won't be building a kingdom to yourself. It will be building his kingdom. Jesus says, if you remain in me, abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Now, that's not only true on a personal level, it's also very true on the level of our church. We take that command seriously. That means if we are led by the Spirit of God, and we are, if we remain in Christ, if we put our agenda way in the background and put Jesus Christ's agenda at the forefront of all that we say and do, what's going to happen? We're going to bear much fruit. And as God blesses and provides for us, he gives us the potential for exponential return. Because everything that God blesses us with has seed in it. And when we're led by his Spirit to plant that seed, what comes back is an exponential return on the investment that God has given us as a church. So there are many things that we could do as a church, and there are many things that churches do. Lots of those things are very wise. Some churches are led by a lot of stupidity. Don't amen that, but it's all true. We all know it. That might be one of the reasons why you're here today. Like, that was dumb. But what supersedes man's wisdom and man's agenda is a powerful word that we call obedience. Because a lot of times what looks like obedience to God will look like foolishness to mankind. But when we're led by the Spirit of God, Jesus says, if you abide in me and I in you, you're going to bear much fruit. And it'll be more than just making wise decisions as a church. You're going to be making obedient decisions. And that produces an exponential return. I believe that staying connected to Christ will always result in consistent increase of seed and the bearing of fruit. You're going to see more salvations, more baptisms, more people serving, more people giving, more people getting healed. You're going to see more people surrendering to the cause of Christ. You're going to see more prodigals coming home. Why? Because Jesus Christ is at the center. When he's at the center, you're going to have some fruit. He's going to tell you where to go and where to plant seed, where to spend your time, where to spend your money. And so today is Legacy Sunday. Today is a day of accountability and celebration. I believe churches should do a lot more of those two things. There's a lot of things we've got to be thankful for. We ought to be celebrating if we're doing things right. If God is at the center of what we're doing, there ought to be a lot of reasons to celebrate. And there ought to be a lot of reasons to be held accountable. Why? Because when God blesses things, the quickest way to stop God's blessing is to put your hand on it. Start messing it up. Start doing dumb things. So it's important that I stay accountable, that you stay accountable, that we stay accountable to what God has blessed us with and provided us for. Today is a day of accountability and celebration. That is our legacy. So as we're digging into God's word, I want to show you 7 years ago, I became the pastor of this church, and I became in charge of our finances and our budget. I want to show you what's happened in the past 7 years. So in 2016, when I took over the finances of this church, your budget was $509,000. That's a lot of money. I'd like that. Wouldn't you like that? In 2017, that number jumped up to $686,000. In year two, $777,000. That's 2018. Look at 2019. $1 million. In Longview, Texas, in a place where many of us are at or underneath the poverty line, in a city that is decimated by financial issues, you guys gave $1 million. Then here comes a global pandemic. You know what that shows me? Faith over fear. You know what that shows me? That's healthy church. That says it doesn't matter what's happening outside of here. I'm going to stand behind the cause of Christ. In the middle of a global pandemic, in the middle of national fear and decrease, $1.2 million. Look at this, 2021, $1.4. Look at last year, 2022. You know what you guys did this year? Can we show you? Look at this, 2023. $2.2 million. Longview. This is Longview, Texas. And I want you to notice something around here. If you've been around here more than a few services, you know, we didn't pass any plates. I'm going to take up an offering here. Every single week, I will stand before you and say thank you for your generosity. And this is what that looks like. We've been able to be generous to God's people and to mission organizations and to ministries all around the world because of your generosity. The more you give, the more we're able to do. And I want to be able to show you some amazing, amazing wins. Understand this. Where does it all go? That's a good question, isn't it? If you have $2.2 million that I'm being held accountable for, where does all that go? I want to show you a financial chart. So this is where all your money goes this past year. I want you to see the overhead costs, operating costs, and weekend services. That's a large three slices of that pie because y'all are expensive. It takes a lot to put on what we do every day, from insurance to coffee cups to all the different ministries and the things that we're able to accomplish out of this, between utilities and insurance and taxes and benefits and accounting services and mortgage and landscaping and internet and phones and day-to-day operations, all the boring stuff. That's expensive. It takes a lot to take care of you. But through all of this, we've been able to do some fantastic things as well. Let me just say, look at men's ministry and women's ministry, 4%, 4%, because we're equal opportunity ministry givers. But next gen, our little ones, 7%. And that number is going to go up. We believe that we've been called by the Lord to invest more into our children, into our children's children. And that number is going to go up according to your generosity. What I believe that you're going to do, we're going to spend a lot more on our young ones. And that's important. Online ministry now is at 3%. And that number is climbing. I would expect for us to spend a lot more. I'm going to show you why in a little bit, because the amount of people that are watching our services online could never even fit into this building. It is insane, the amount of people that are watching. But then groups, savings, 11%. That number is a little high because we believe that we won't be in this building forever. And we want to be able to save some on the front end so that when God tells us to move and provides for us our next step, we're going to be able to move and say yes, because we've been faithful with what God has given us. Also, outreach is at 9%. That number is going to continue to go up because the year isn't over yet. And what you guys do today will even help that percentage to go up a little bit more. We've been able to do a lot of fantastic things. And you need to also know that the salaries of the people that are in ministry of this church are included with every one of those ministries. So men's ministry, women's ministry, that's Pastor James. That is my wife. People like in our online ministry, that has a group of people that work to make sure that we can go online every week. So those salaries are included in our operating costs. That's part of my salary. You also need to understand that my salary has never been determined by me, and I have never controlled my wife's salary. I think it's an easy way to do some stupid things is when I'm in charge of the money and I get to decide how much of a slice of the pie that I get. But my salary is decided by our three non-staff elders. So these are three men that don't work for me. And they determine by a vote what they think that I should make. And so I'll tell you their names if you think I deserve a raise. You ought to talk to them. Also, overhead cost is the name that I named on my personal private plane. So we called it overhead. I'm just kidding. That's not true. I was preaching through some of this yesterday with my wife, and I said, I want to be able to say in our overhead cost, that's my private plane and the money that I'm going to have for all the hush money for my divorces, and I plan on having a lot. She's like, you can't say that. So I didn't say that. But I thought it was funny. If you're going to talk about finances, it gets really boring. You'll have a little fun with it. But also, we've been able to, over the past 2 to 3 years, every single person that serves on staff at this church, we've been able to give them a cost of living increase. We've also been able to add life insurance for the first time. Dental insurance, because having good teeth is a big part of health. And so we've been able to do that because of your generosity. And hopefully by this time next year, if we continue to do well, we'll be able to add normal insurance, which I think is medical. That's a big deal. We're not there yet, but we're working on it. And I believe that your generosity will pave the way to take care of God's people. God tells us in Galatians 5 to do good to all, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so that helps me to realize that being effective in ministry doesn't mean you have to live in poverty. And that's the ministry that I grew up in. That if you're going to be in full-time ministry, you're going to spend your whole life being poor and never having anything. But that's not true here. Why? Because God's people are generous, and we're able to take care of those that are serving and doing so many faithful things in the kingdom of God, and I'm grateful for that. We were able to send Pastor Chris and Julie on sabbatical, so they've been in full-time ministry for quite a long time, and so it was their turn. Also, Pastor Paul and Leanne, they took an extended break. They were suffering for the gospel in Colorado in the middle of summertime while the rest of us are sweating, and so I think it's important that those that are in full-time ministry to be able to take a break every 7 years or so and be able to understand that they can hear from the Lord and determine, do they still want to do this? Because the quickest way to end a move of God is to burn your people out. And so we spend a lot of time focusing on the health of our people. Also, I didn't even mention, but we've required every single person that's on our staff to do at least 4 sessions with a professional counselor and a psychiatrist that could be able to make sure that they're diagnosing problems before they happen. Keep them healthy. Don't just wait until there's crisis and things are falling apart to try to get them some help. We believe that active monitoring of our own mental health and physical health is important so that we can do this for a long time. Come on, somebody. So I want to share with you some amazing wins that have been able to happen. And we got to move really, really quickly because you guys are already listening too slow. The most important number that we're going to share today, this is the biggest one of all time, most biggest record that we've ever set between our online ministry and in-person ministry. I want you to see this. 417 people who get led to Christ this year. If you're not seeing that number, don't go to that church. There ought to be people coming to meet Christ, and that'll be happening every single week, or you're not part of a move of God. You're doing a move to yourself. But that's a big deal. And that's the most important number that we will ever judge our effectiveness by. Are people getting saved? Are people going from darkness to life, from death to life? Are people receiving Christ as their Savior? And if they are, then I want to be a part of it. If they're not, then I'm out. One of the coolest things that we've seen is as our online ministry expand, there are people sharing this message every single week. Those that are watching on the other end of a camera lens that could fill up this room easily. I want you to see that we've had 172,000 online service views this past year. And a lot of those people have started giving, they're grouping, they're calling this their home church because this is the only way that they're able to connect to the body of Christ. And so that's going to be something that we're going to invest even more money in the future because there are a lot of people that are watching what is happening right here in Longview, Texas. Now, let me share this with you. This was a cool number that we were able to figure out this past week. In a normal church setting, the volunteers and people that actually serve the church that come is about 20%. And that's a good marker for church health. If you've got at least 2 out of every 10 people actively serving, I want you to see your serving rate is 49%. Yes. Imagine what that would look like if it was all of us. In a normal church, you're going to have about 10% of the people actively giving. That's a big deal. In a healthy church, you're going to see 25% of the church would actually ever give any money to the church. I want you to see your giving rate, 63%. Wow. That's insane. But that's you. And imagine what that could be if that was all of us. I want to share with you some local outreach wins. We've got so many things to cover, but let me also say we had 153 first-time givers this year alone. That's awesome. Some of those are right here. Some of those are in this service. Some of those are watching online, but 153 people decided to be generous and stand behind us with their finances, and that's just huge. Let me share with you a lot of wins, and I have to preface this by saying there are literally hundreds of wins that I cannot share with you because of dignity and discretion. There are people in this service that we've been able to help that it's not my story to tell, but there are hundreds of stories and ways that we've met a lot of people's needs here that I'm not going to share those with you. I'm just going to focus on some things that that we can share with you. So we partnered with Longview Community Ministries as one of our main ministries that we partner with. These, what they do is they pay rent, they do utilities, groceries, dental services, life and job skills to people that are struggling and need jobs. They're really a one-stop shop for a lot of people in poverty. We ministered to 8,000 households because of your generosity this year. And look at me, that's double what we did last year. Highway 80 Rescue Mission, if you've never had a chance to attend the first Friday where we go down there and minister to a lot of people that they've got a list of people that are praying for them. And there's people down there that a lot of people have given up hope on. Yes. But we minister down there on the first Friday of every month. Many of you have shared your testimony and ministered to those that are there at our local Highway 80. And this is the most important number. 91 of those men accepted Christ this year. That's not included in our 417. But 91, and by the way, I didn't lead a single service there. That was a bunch of guys from our men's ministry, and several of our women that shared their testimony and presented the gospel, and people said yes to Christ. 91 people got saved, and I take zero credit for that. That's you. You did that. That's a big deal. We've been also able to do a little bit of partnering and ventured into a relationship with Young Life. This is Joe Lane over here and his beautiful wife and family. So if you get a chance to hear what Young Life is doing with our young people, you need to get a chance to stand behind them and support them. They're awesome. And this is their first Sunday hanging out with us, and so we want to say welcome to them. We've been able to provide food for them on some multiple occasions and send some teams to volunteer with what he's doing, and his heart for young people is awesome to see. And so I want to say it's a privilege to partner with you and stand with you and watch what God is doing there. And we're going to do even more for you in the future. As you keep going, we want you to know that there's at least one church that's standing with you and wants to help you. And we believe in that. We've also partnered with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We did Fields of Faith this year for a bunch of crazy kids. We had 44 of those ask Christ into their heart. 44 kids responded to Christ. That's a big deal. And even a crazier number is 120 of them asked for a copy of the Bible. We handed out 120 Bibles to teenagers asked for a copy of the Bible. Come on, somebody. When has your teenager ever done that? That's a big deal. And so I love what God is doing there. We've also continued our partnership with Expectant Heart. If you've never met Ms. Chanel down there at the Pregnancy Resource Center, you need to do that. We helped partner with them at one of their outreach days. And we sponsored their Day at the Park event and sponsored a car seat class for new parents that don't know how to strap their kids in and keep them safe. And so that was a big deal. And we love our partnership with Expectant Heart. We've also partnered even more with Thrive 360. If you've never met Clint Holmes and what's happening in South Longview with our middle schoolers, you need to know that they're doing some fantastic things down there. And we love our partnership with Clint. We asked him, as we do every year, what do you need? And he said, my staff needs a day off. And so we paid for them to go and just have a day of fun. Sometimes the greatest thing you can give to a lot of people that are volunteering in the nonprofit area is just a day off and a day to laugh and to have some fun and to realize that there's people standing behind you that want to support you. And so he texted me and he says this, your partnership with us continues to be a staple in ensuring that we honor one of our primary values, stewardship. The work with middle schoolers can be quite taxing. Come on, somebody. And on more than one occasion, High Ridge has graciously sponsored wellness days to help us take time away and give us much needed breaks. We appreciate your leadership and generosity in the way that you care for us, those of us that take care of others. And so on behalf of Thrive 360, we want to say thank you for our partnership with them. We've also invested into a lot of local churches and partnered with them, helping them to get the system, structure, policies, and procedures that they need. There's churches that don't have any idea how to run a church effectively. They can preach and they might be able to sing. They don't know how to run the business of church. And so we've been able to not just take them and partner with them, but to send them to people that are experts so they can get real training. We've done that. This is our third year in a row to be able to do that. We've done it with Righteous Rock and Pastor Thomas Stotts. We've done it with Revive Church and Pastor Shannon Pickard last year. And we've done it this year with Tyler Metro Church in Victory City. That's Pastor Quest Gatlin there with Pastor Chris Hodges, getting all the training that he needs with him and his wife. And on behalf of them and our partnership with Tyler Metro and Victory City, I know that they would like to say thank you very much for investing into them and believing that what's happening next for Metro City Church or Victory City Church and Metro Church Tyler is going to be nothing short of amazing because of what we've been able to invest into them. And there's so much more that we could talk about. We've partnered with LAMA. This is Longview Area Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. And Pastor LaDarian Brown. And so this is a lot of our Black pastors and South Longview pastors that we've been able to partner with and help them further their cause of Christ and get into relationship with them. Ray knows that. Ray's a part of that as well. We've been able to break down a lot of racial barriers in this city because of our partnership with churches that don't look like us. They don't have church service like us. And let me just tell you, they take up a lot more offerings than we do. Ain't that right? But they asked me if I would serve as their teaching pastor for next year. I've graciously accepted that. I'm going to be bringing leadership principles to local pastors. And so that's a big deal. And they also gave me an award for the community-oriented pastor of the year. This was a couple weeks ago at our churchwide revival. We got you in there, Ray. You see Ray pointing at the bottom? We've also been able to partner with other churches with Unite, our organization that brings top-level leadership gurus into Longview, Texas in person. We brought in this year Tim Tebow. Yeah. We brought in Pastor O. McClellan. That was at the Belcher Center this year and partnered with other churches to be able to make that happen. We had 1,200 and something people that showed up to see Tim Tebow. Maybe because he looks like Thor. I don't know. But the coolest thing I've ever seen happen in our city happened when he presented the gospel. And I saw more people raise hands and respond to Christ than I've ever seen at any event. And that was phenomenal to see that happen because of your generosity. And that's a big deal. Also, John Maxwell has agreed to return. And we'll be bringing him back this September. It's been 5 years since John Maxwell has been here. And so we've asked him to come back. And he has said, absolutely. The last time he came back and saw what we were doing in year one, he said, this is phenomenal. And I want to support this. He wrote us a check for $50,000. To make this happen again. And so we've been able to carry that on for the past 5 years, and through Pastor Doug and Pastor James and through Bill, we've been able to launch another organization called Transformation Longview, bringing the most brilliant minds and most influential people in our city to small group tables to be able to share information and share resources and ideas of how to make our city better. And let me just tell you, in the next couple of months, I'm hoping to be able to report to you the miraculous things that have taken place because of that. Let me just say this. There may be there may be the possibility of a Department of Energy grant through Eastman Chemicals where they take and adopt what we're hoping to build, which is a holistic community in 75602 that will meet the needs and solve our poverty problem for a long time to come. It looks like we're the front runner to be able to receive that grant. We'll know in January, but that is a $20 million grant that they're looking at us and investigating us to see if this is where they can invest their money. So be praying about that, because there's potential to do things that our city has never seen before. And that's going to be because of you and your generosity. We planted the seed. We plowed through concrete so that that could happen. And there are a lot of people that are standing behind that. And I'm so grateful. There's so many more that I could share. I wish I could share all of them. I want to move to global. A few weeks ago, we said we wanted to bless our missionaries with a Christmas bonus. And so you guys easily gave, I mean, just at the crack of a whip, you guys gave over 10 grand to be able to do that. And so we were able to send all of our missionaries a little Christmas thank you for serving. And our two newest missionaries is George and Elisa Berry. They're now stationed in Albertville, France, and they're heading from France to Cameroon. So they have to spend a year in France to be able to learn the language and the culture to be able to take it to Cameroon. And so I was speaking to their director, and I said, how do we make sure that they stay healthy, that they're in their place of blessing? How do we give them what they really need? And he said, in about 2 months, this 90-mile-an-hour whirlwind that they're in is going to hit a hard stop, and they're going to need more than a check. They're going to need more than a Zoom call. They need somebody to go. They're going to need their people. And I said, say less. So while you guys were in service 2 weeks ago, I was getting off a plane at 10:30 at night, and we took a team over there in the middle of the night, knocked on their door, gave them their Christmas mission bonus, and I want to be able to show you by video what took place. So check this out if you wouldn't mind.
So today we get to do something that's amazing. We have just touched down in, where are we at?
Geneva.
We are in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm not sure what the difference is between Sweden and Switzerland. I've never been here in my life. We are going to bring Christmas to some amazing people that we love very much, and we're going to do it by surprising them for this Christmas and giving them their missionary bonus check and let them know that they are loved and valued and missed. Instead of just sending them a text or a phone call, we're going to show up at their front door and see if we can't surprise them. So you guys get ready for an awesome surprise.
Can't look at it. So they're watching today, and we want to just say on behalf of all of us right here in Longview, Texas, we love you, George and Lisa. Love what you're doing. We're proud of you. Keep going. Don't quit. I want to share with you, there's so much of our finances and resources that we've been sending to a bunch of different countries. Let me just say, most of our missionaries are in places that I cannot tell you, and I cannot share with you their names. I can't tell you where they're serving because they're in places that are not safe. And so I can give you some initials and a few countries, but I'm gonna have to move really quickly through this because I can't share details of where they're going. And they've asked, like, please don't share. Just please continue to support us and know that we're here. We're doing great things for the kingdom of God, but you can't share where they are or their names or any places that they're doing. But let me say, there is one that's serving somewhere, serving multiple churches in Asia, trains 360 leaders on pastoral care, vision setting, curriculum development, execution, equipping people for one-on-one discipleship. She served 800 households, about 3,300 people total. And last year, she needed a car to be able to get around. You guys got that done, and so that's a big deal. Also, we have Danny and Peggy Thornton. If you haven't met the Thorntons yet, you need to meet them. They're here most Sundays, and what they've been able to do in Central and in South America has been nothing short of phenomenal. This has been an unusual year because someone that they've partnered with for the past 8 years, Jimmy Sr. was their boots on the ground. They did 40 different conferences together and lots of children's ministry and evangelism. He was driving his family home. This was a couple months ago. He's driving his family home from doing a conference, and their van lost the brakes, and they went off the side of a cliff, killing him, killing his son, killing his other son, his son's girlfriend, and a family friend. Five of them lost their lives down there, and so they were reaching out to Danny and Peggy in this obvious moment of grief. And so we were able to respond immediately and send Danny and Peggy over there to spend some time with that family and to just weep with those that are weeping. And so I just want to tell you now, on behalf of that family, I want to be able to show you some of the survivors that are there, his wife and daughters and the remaining son. And so on behalf of them, man, we just gave them a break. And by the way, they're right back in ministry today. Their heart is still to serve the kingdom of God in spite of all that they've had to lose and walk through. It has been a horrible, terrific, high price to pay. And they're still in ministry and still willing to lay down their lives for the cause of Christ for what is happening there. And so I just want to say from all of us here that we're happy to support you and our hearts are with you. We are weeping with those that weep, mourning with those that mourn. And we're so proud of you and what you're able to accomplish for the cause of Christ. Danny sent a text and said, thank you, High Ridge, for sending us to help them at such a critical time. And so I wish I could share more. There's so much more I want to share. We have Dan and Nancy Hudson working with JARS. Their partnership with JARS has reached 21.9 million people through different speakers and translations of the Bible and films in 32 different countries. And so they train and maintain motorcycles and ATVs to get people to the parts of countries that cars can't go. And so we love our partnership with them. Another couple of ministries, I can't share their names, but they're deep in Muslim territory, reaching the unreached, translating the Bible and creating resources in local language. There's several of those that we have. There's another one that they served 1,075 people, including local pastors and missionaries. They had six people respond to the gospel. This is when you see six people responding to the gospel in deep Muslim territory, that's a death sentence for most of those. And so to watch those numbers continue to increase every year, it's nothing short of phenomenal what is happening. I wish I could share with you more about that. I simply can't. We have Marcelo and Lee Gamaris that are serving in Eastern Europe and Portugal. And so we sent Pastor Murray and his wife Claudia to Europe to spend some time with them. They've served over 300 people, serving several orphanages and doing street evangelism. And we love them. You see them at least, they normally try to come once a year and just be a part of what we're doing here and get a chance to reconnect with you. We've also partnered with Messenger International. This is John and Lisa Bevere getting biblical resources into people's hands. There's many countries now that have a copy of the Bible. There's several that we're working on that still don't have a copy of God's word in their own language. But there's many countries that do have a copy of the Bible that do not have any biblical resources. There's no discipleship stuff. There's no ways to continue or understand the Bible. And so spiritual hunger is a real problem. And there are lots of people that we've fed and filled and met their physical needs, but spiritual hunger is an even bigger problem. They're hungry for the word of God. And so being able to partner with Messenger International has been great. Messenger International is the only known provider of biblical resources in 36 languages. And so since 2011, they've given 62 million resources in 128 languages to over 230 nations around the world. And so we've chosen to adopt two countries, Sri Lanka and Albania, as our little pet projects. And so we're helping to bring biblical resources to those countries who drastically and sorely need it. Also, Samaritan's Purse, the Christmas boxes. I didn't even announce this year because I knew you guys would just blow it up and you'd take all of our Christmas boxes because you're very, very generous. But let me just say, last year, you guys gave away 109 boxes of toys for kids that don't have Christmas. This year, you guys gave away 223. That's huge. We've also partnered some with Jake and Hannah Magnus. If you don't know them, they're with Overland Missions. They're stationed in Zanzibar. They equip and train pastors. They held a two-day evangelism training event for 15 local pastors with a focus on reaching the local Muslim people. And so last year, they needed help getting their citizenship. We were able to make that happen through your finances. And then this year, they asked us for just a break. And so we gave them a VRBO. We rented that for them and let them just take a break and focus on their marriage, focus on their mental health, and re-up for the cause of Christ. And he sent me a text and said, we're so thankful for your church's commitment to deep personal relationships, holistic wellness of spirit, soul, and body, and peaceful rest and recovery while serving the kingdom of God. Thank you. And so it means a lot to them that we were able to partner with them and help them that are doing so much for the kingdom. There's another group of missionaries that needed help getting to North Africa. And so we provided their flights to be able to do that. On behalf of them, they want to say thank you. I can't tell you where or their names. or even how many. We also partner with John Romaine, who works at an orphanage in Haiti, serving 600 kids. That's a big deal for them, and we love what they're doing there in Haiti. We've also partnered with the John Maxwell Foundation, and so his partnership with us has produced some fantastic things in this city. We believe that that's going to be even greater after we bring him back in September and him giving him a chance to see what we've done with this $50,000 investment and our transparency with our finances and the way that it's produced exponential return on his investment into our city. We are now the pilot program for Transformation Longview. This has worked in other countries around the world. They've never launched it into America. Longview was the very first city to launch Transformation Longview. This is getting your influential people to the same table to share ideas and to work in the spirit of unity. And that is happening. And what is coming out of that is nothing short of miraculous. And so we are the first of many cities, hopefully, to come. We are setting the stage for what it looks like here in the States. And let me just tell you, the wins that are going to be happening because of that are substantial. So when you get the right people to come to the table and stop competing against each other, but start listening and speaking the same language and trying to help make your city better, do you have any idea what can happen when that takes place? And so your finances have made that possible for people to do that. And so I'm very, very grateful. And let me just say, you're giving here, Heart for the House, to build this church. This started out as $2.2 million. That's be our entire year budget for this year. $2.2 million to build this building. And let me say, as of today, what you guys have paid down on that, we're now at $675,000, $229.65. So that's how much you've paid down on this building alone for our debt. That's a big deal. Because imagine what we could do if we didn't have debt. It's a big deal. And we're getting close. And so at the end of the service today, I'm going to give you a chance to listen to the Holy Spirit and to respond. And let me just tell you, if you feel like you're being manipulated in any way, don't give. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. And this is a day of accountability and celebration. I want to show you, we've got a lot of reasons to celebrate. And if you want to stand behind what we're doing, if you want to stand behind us with your finances and be a part of leaving a legacy that we're doing, this is your opportunity to do it. But I want you to do it by listening to the Holy Spirit and taking a step of obedience to whatever he tells you to do. No more, no less. So at the end of all this, we've been able to collect literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of things that God is doing in the life of our church and around the world. And there's no way to be able to cover all that. But I do, I'm very, very grateful that we have a fantastic creative arts team that has spent a lot of time categorizing, putting all this stuff together in one video so you can kind of see it. And you need to understand that the filter that we push every dollar that we spend through is, what did the Lord say? And at the beginning of every year, we're going to do this again in January, we bring in prophetic voices, we spend time fasting and praying and say, Lord, where does the money need to go? And then we hold ourselves accountable to whatever God tells us to do. And when God tells us to move forward, we move. And when God tells us step back. The Lord expertly positioned us to not just survive 2020, but we took massive steps forward. When everyone else was caught off guard, we were prepared. Why? Because we heard from the Lord and we were obedient to what he told us to do. So I want to be able to show you how we respond to God's word and become the city on the hill that God has called us to be, the light of the world that God has called us to be. So take a moment, if you would, and enjoy this.
This is a word for the church, and I'll give this to your pastor. It's time for forward movement, using the light that you have. I see that you are entering new paths and new spaces that you have not come this way before. And I sense God's pleasure that you have stepped up to his grand adventure of walking by faith even before everything is clear or predictable.
What does it take to build a city on a hill? We have seen the vision and laid the foundation, but we were called to expand our borders and advance the cause of the kingdom, no matter the opposition.
If this church is God's idea, then the gates of hell will not prevail against High Ridge Church in Longview, Texas.
So what did it take to build this city on a hill? Instead of leaning on conventional wisdom, we chose to seek the direction of the Master Builder.
Leadership must lean in to hear the voice of the Lord amidst the ever-increasing volume of circumstances and cultural change.
In order for a city to grow, we needed more than just a foundation. We weren't called to simply set up camp.
You're moving beyond merely occupying to actively advancing the causes of the kingdom.
And generation after generation, the charge is the same, to remain unflinching in the face of chaos and uncertainty.
Our church is a generational community with leaders who have chosen to reach the generations, and this is greatly pleasing to the Lord.
But there's a unique presence of the Lord here, and He's calling us into community, and this community will be your lifeline. This community will be the place where you find strength, where you find friends, where you find encouragement. You need to be together, because when you're together, you're safe.
It's you and it's me. It's all of us taking up the space that we were commanded to take. And as a candle by itself illuminates a single room, all of us together have illuminated this city on a hill. This city wasn't built to just look pretty. It is there for the people drawn in by the light to connect, to thrive, and to make a difference. For we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, and we will not stop expanding until the gates of hell are laid waste.
It will thrive in the midst of the chaos. It will flourish in seasons of drought. This place has been anointed and called to be a light on a hill. You will be a witness to this community. All of East Texas and all of the world will see your light and come flooding to you.
As one season comes to a close and another begins, many uncertainties lie ahead. But one thing we know for certain, the goodness and faithfulness of God is already waiting for us there. He designed the blueprint and set the plan into motion. It was His radical display of love that set us ablaze to shine brightly when we gave Him our yes. And He is faithful to complete His work in and through us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to publicly show that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And it's about time.
It's about time. That's good.
I came back to the Lord after high school. I just walked through some hard things and walked away and never ended up getting baptized after I came back. And so the Lord put it on my heart a few weeks ago and just wanted to make the decision.
All the worldly things don't satisfy the void that only the Lord Jesus Christ can do. And as I live so publicly and shamefully for the world, now it's my time to publicly tell people about His faith.
Well, I grew up in an atheist household, but God revealed Himself to me and He brought Spencer and I to Longview. I was saved last Christmas, and I feel like I'm just never going to be saved. Like, where's just change.
After being diagnosed with breast cancer, and I cried and prayed to the Lord to heal me, He has healed me.
Come on.
What would it look like if you let your light shine? What if you lived your life on purpose? Stepped up to the front line and started living in a way that glorifies the King. The beauty is that you get to choose the story that you tell. Just imagine the legacy that we could leave.
I can't even look at you right now. Let me just say on behalf of countless people that you will never meet this side of heaven, well done. Well done. What we have here is nothing short of miraculous. This is no ordinary church. This is not something that we have to hide. This is a day of accountability and celebration because what you're doing is awesome. It's awesome. Thank you for being a generous church. Thank you for allowing me to pastor a group of people I don't have to argue with or push or try to manipulate in any way. You're generous because you believe in what we're doing. And so if you've never given here before, I hope we've proven to you today that you can trust us with your finances. I hope we've proven to you today that we're doing more than just talking about stuff. But this is a safe place for you to invest into the kingdom of God. And I hope and pray that it will always be that way. We've come a long way because of your generosity. But I believe with all my heart that our best days are not behind us. They're in front of us. God has given us the potential for exponential growth. And I'm honored and privileged to be a part of it in the time that God has given me. And I hope that you accept that as a personal challenge and say, I want to be a part of that as well. So I'm going to give you a moment. We're going to pray together. I'm going to ask for you to listen to the Holy Spirit. And then the money that is raised today, if you choose to give, will go directly towards Heart for the House. It's important that if you aim your phone at the screen, there's a QR code there that takes you directly to our giving page. Now you need to make sure that it says Heart for the House. Otherwise, it just goes into general tithes and offerings, and we pay bills out of that. But tithes and offerings is one thing, but this is over and above. This is part of generosity. So this is not your tithe, not your offering. If this is not your home church, please don't give here. Your home church needs your finances. Please make sure that you do that. Support your local church. But if this is your home church, then I'm going to ask you to listen to the Holy Spirit and be a part of what we're doing. Can we do that together? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come right now and move on our hearts. Let us be led by you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Father, we lay aside our greed. We lay aside our fears of not having enough. And we ask that you would come and show us what to give. Show us what our part is. And Lord, we will be obedient to whatever it is that you say. We trust you, Lord. And we believe in what you're doing here. In Jesus' name, amen. So that QR code is up there. If you'd like to use your phone, you can take a screenshot of that. We also have some giving boxes at the back. If you're an old school, write a check person. If you'd like to give online, of course, you can give online. And if the Lord tells you nothing, don't give here. Be obedient to whatever he says. I'm not here to manipulate you or control you or push you in any way, but I want to give you a chance to see where your money goes. And I want to make sure you see I'm holding myself accountable to do a great job with what you've given. And there are people here and people around the world that will be eternally grateful for what you've done. And that's a big deal. You're leaving an amazing legacy, and it's an honor to be a part of it. Would you go ahead and stand to your feet? I'm going to invite our elders and their wives. If you need to know the leadership and the foundation of this church, if you need to know who I'm accountable to, these are my personal prayer team and our elders. They're going to be available at the end of the service to pray for you about anything that you might need prayer for. It would be a shame for you to come to this church service and need prayer, need some help, and not ever have the courage to go and ask, to let people pray for you, to let us do what God has called us to do. God's done amazing things here, and I want you to be a part of that. The miraculous is here, and it's Christmas. It's the season of miracles, baby. So if you need help, these are the people that will stay as the service ends to make sure that we're able to pray for you. For everybody else, let me bless you and send you out. Father, I thank you for an amazing legacy that we're leaving here. I thank you that I get to be a part of it. I thank you for what you're doing in Longview, Texas, in East Texas, in a place that no one else would maybe ever choose. Lord, that sounds like just the kind of place that you would choose to do amazing things. Lord, it's a privilege to be a part of what you're doing. I pray that you bless my friends with an incredible week, listening to your Holy Spirit, following after you in obedience all week long. In Jesus' name, and all of us said together, amen. God bless you as you go. I hope you have an amazing week, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening in today. Our prayer is that you are encouraged and strengthened by the message. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review wherever you're listening. If you want to be a part of our online community, connect with us through Facebook or Instagram with the handle @HighRidgeLV, or you can check out our website at highridgelv.com. Lastly, if this ministry has impacted your life and you'd like to support its work, visit highridgelv.com/give. We appreciate your support, and we're believing with you today for God's best in your life. Have an incredible week, and we will see you next time.